All right, Fast Freddy Norin, hey, great job today passing Tomac a couple times, a good couple motos. We think you got 7th, 8th, or 9th overall. First of all, I thought you couldn't ride the sand.
Yeah, that changed. I actually like it a lot now. I'm getting a lot better at it. I ride a lot of it during the week with kind of like a looser base, I guess. And, yeah, it's kind of...
It wasn't like Lomel sand, but...
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that's different. But, no, I'm getting a lot better at it. I'm working out, like, a better technique to ride in the sand. So, and it's just brutal. It's fun. Yeah, I like it. So it's good. And, but, yeah, it was a really good day for me. I qualified 10th overall earlier in the morning, and I had good pace all day. And then... decent starts, still not where they need to be. I mean, it would be nicer to be in the top 10 right away rather than to be outside of it.
Well, you probably need to add horsepower to your bike. Your bike is basically stock motor, so that probably would help.
It's actually bone stock in the motor. Okay. Twisted mapped it to make it a little more easier to ride. Yep. Other than that, inside the motor, you'll find a stock piston. But, yeah, no, super good day. First moto, probably about 15th of a start. And kind of worked my way up there a little bit. And yeah, Tomac passed me, and I kind of could follow him a little bit, and we kind of passed a few guys, and then he didn't pull away the way maybe I thought he would do. So I'm like, all right, I'm feeling good, so I'm going to try to pass you back. And I got him back, and then he got me at the end because I was a little shot at the end. If I would say I wasn't, I would be lying a lot. But I got back here and, like, lay down, and I was, like, dead. So, but, no, it was super good. And then second moto, about the same start, and did about the same thing.
It's kind of really close. Both motos were pretty close to the same, huh?
Yeah, just kind of got in the groove and passed a few guys. And then I think Ferris passed me, and but I ended up eighth in that moto. So I was super happy with that. So good weekend. Can't complain.
Yeah, really. How'd you feel? I mean, you talked about laying down here after the first moto, but fitness-wise, how'd you feel? Because it felt like you looked pretty strong to me.
Yeah, I mean, I think I'm good. I think, can I be better? I mean, yeah, of course. I think most people can be better. But considering the program we're running here on the budget, being a truck driver, mechanic, and everything, it's pretty good, I would say. So I'm pretty happy with it. And I think... I mean, you can't really prepare for the heat like this, too. So I think kind of the heat got me a little bit in the first moto as well. And then second moto, I tried to kind of pace myself because I was pretty done after the first one, so I wanted to finish.
Hey, how nice is it for you to be 100% physically, huh?
Yeah, it's good. Like, nothing's hurting on my body right now. And
it's been a few years for that.
Yeah, it's good, and especially coming back from those injuries I had in 18. Because my wrist was really bad, actually, and I was pumped. I'm feeling really good now.
All right, obviously we know Sealy is out. I went and put a word in for you. I'm sure you'll go talk to those guys. But, I mean, maybe. I mean, some of the management has changed. It's not the same guys, but, I mean, you could slide in there pretty good. Something that you might want to talk to them about?
Yeah, I mean, I've been over there and poking a little bit, to put it that way, and... yeah, we'll see. See what will happen, I guess, for the future. But that would be nice. It would be nice to ride a killer bike. Not saying the mine's not killer, but ride a more killer bike.
How about just get expenses paid?
And not have to wrench on the bike myself. So I'll take that.
Right. Hey, well, great job today. Keep it up, man. We'll see you next week in Southwick. And, another place for you where you can hopefully shine.
Thank you, Steve.